Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. I'm Ty Taylor. Coming up momentarily, a conversation with Mercer County freshman softball player Elsie Cook, who's transitioned well to the varsity game in her first year in high school. 3-1 on the mound for her, an ERA of 2.0 with 36 strikeouts across 35 innings pitched for Cook to this point in the season. Mercer County overall is 7-1 to start the year. And the Golden Eagles off to a 2-0 start in the Lincoln Trail Conference. We'll hear from Elsie Cook next on WRMJ.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
Life can feel like a real roller coaster. But if you describe it more like a merry-go-round, chances are you got a case of the spins. Or as we like to call it,
spinsies.
Vertigo.
I was close.
If you're dizzier than a horse on a carousel, you need to call Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine. Having your balance out of whack can make you queasy and put you at risk for falling and breaking something you need.
Don't live life on a tilt-a-whirl.
We fix vertigo. We'll show you. Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine in Aledo, Canton, Kewaunee, and Macomb.
Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com for the High School Sports Spotlight this week for Mercer County. We're talking with Golden Eagle freshman Elsie Cook. Mercer County off to a 7-1 start in softball in 2023. So overall, Elsie, as we start, can you kind of walk us through, you know, what have been some of the keys to this nice start for you guys?
The key is us playing as a team, right? It's a team sport for many different reasons, and one of it is our defense. Our defense, Maddie Frieden at shortstop, is a blessing. She is so phenomenal. She has so much softball under her belt, and she only gets better. Natalie Thompson at third, Olivia Gillespie in the outfield, along with Riley King. We have rotating people in right, and just Kaylee Gray behind the mound, Gabriella on first, and Sydney Lampkin on second. Really, it sets the bar high, and whenever we don't deliver like we want to, we always make up for those mistakes.
So, you know, you touched on some of the kids you play with around the diamond, and I talked about this with Coach Murray when I talked with him last week. Now, this team, it's interesting because you get a lot of production from some of the veteran pieces who have been around. I know you talked about Maddie Frieden, but also like you and a few others, you have a lot of freshman kids who are, you know, producing on this team this year. So can you kind of speak to the makeup and kind of the differential there on this group?
Yeah, of course. So the veterans are always amazing to have. They have the softball IQ, and they have the play game time under their belt. And as freshmen coming up, a lot of us do have travel ball experience. So that's for people that don't know, that's just playing around the Quad Cities, playing in other areas, just making sure that we get enough softball to produce here. This is where it all comes together. So like Maddie Frieden, just incredible softball IQ, and she executes it beautifully. I wish to have the softball IQ that she has. Gabriella and Sydney on the infield, they have such a high softball IQ, and they just, again, they produce those plays. We have the veterans that can produce the plays, but also have the IQ too. Our newcomers, our freshmen, like Natalie Thompson, Olivia Gillespie, Maddie Campbell-Baker, and Jaden Weeks, they also produce also. We have that IQ from travel, and it only hopes to grow.
Yeah, and kind of talking a little bit more about you in that freshman group, what's the transition been like for you, you know, coming into the high school program and producing varsity-wise right away?
So the JV, not the JV, the junior high teams definitely helped me grow into the player that I need to be here. So thank goodness that we got that when I was in seventh grade, right as it was time to start. So now we have this opportunity in the younger years to learn to produce in the older years in school. So that has really helped me become the player that I need to be during the high school season.
Over the weekend, threw a no-hitter against Princeville. That's got to be pretty cool. What was working so well for you on Saturday?
Defense. I'm going to give this all to my defense, and especially just everybody. We work so well together. We're like a tandem, and it's just, we pick up the slack, and we actually don't really slack, and that definitely showed when we have an off play. We pick each other up, and it's all about the mental game as well as the physical game. So our mental games are very strong as well as our physical games. So that was, I couldn't have done it without them.
And when you kind of look at the schedule here coming up, I know some fun matchups, I think, right? I think you have two games with Ridgewood. It looks like a team that's going to be, you know, contending for the conference championship. Next week, a game with Sherrard, who's got a proud softball tradition. And then I think in a couple weeks, of course, you play Rock Ridge, who everybody knows the tradition they have. So should be a fun couple of weeks. What are you looking forward to here over the next couple of weeks?
All of them. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to softball and good softball at that. Ridgewood, they're a great team. Most of the years, these last few years, they've been really coming up through the ranks. Sherrard, they have good everything, I'd like to think. They have such a strong offense as well as a defense. In Rockridge, we all know Rockridge. Funny story, I have Kendra Lewis' signature on my glove right now, because she is just somebody I model my game after. Because who wouldn't want to model their game after Kendra stinking Lewis? But I've also, right, I want to work to be the best. You have to be the best, and they are definitely the best in the state.
And when you just look ahead to the rest of the season as a whole, I know maybe the expectations for this group have gone up a little bit since the start of the season. So what are some, you know, goals maybe that this group has talked about that seem achievable here as you look down the line, you know, the conference season into the postseason too?
I'm not going to limit us. I want a 23-game win season, and that would have us break the school record. I want a conference title. I want a regional title. I want a sectional title. I want to make a run to state. And I feel like with this team, with all the puzzle pieces we have, we're not missing anything. And if we keep working towards our goal, we're going to get there.
And last question for you, is your favorite subject in school science?
No, it is not.
I think someone might have just got grounded with that answer. Yeah. That's Mercer County freshman softball player Elsie Cook joining us, who may be the best speaker as a freshman I've ever seen. Oh, cool. Great interview. Elsie, congratulations on the great start. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.